Paul Ramel here in the studio. Hey, we're starting a new program here on Q92. It's called Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. Becky's in the studio with us. And Becky, thanks for starting up this Community Cares Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we've kind of visited about this for a couple months now before this became reality here, and it's kind of exciting. And something that the community needs, doesn't it?
Right. We really want to get things going. We've been going since last January, but I kind of want to just let everybody know that we're still going, and we want to kind of step things up a little bit. And so I just want to remind everyone what's going on.
Okay. And thanks to the Madison Mercantile and Chris Shellstead, you have a place to meet.
Yes. Chris, of course, is a mastermind, and she came up with an idea to get a Title III grant. And we're working with MNRA, who is the Minnesota River Agency on Aging. And the grant is paying for this coffee hour. And the reason we have the coffee hour is because a large part of our community are caregivers, and people don't realize they are a caregiver, but they are.
That's it.
And so we want to have a place where caregivers can come and just have a cup of coffee and maybe meet some people that share in their same problems, areas, anyone with any ideas.
Right. Good. Yeah, good idea. So we're actually going to be talking about during this program here about caregiving. We'll hear some stories about caregivers and the problems or the issues that come up during caregiving. And Becky, before we start any farther, why don't you just introduce yourself to some of our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Becky Shellstead, and I've lived in Madison pretty much my whole life. And I have found myself a caregiver in many different areas. Levels as far as from being a mother to being a professional caregiver to watching out for my folks to working with the elderly at the nursing home. I think I've covered a bunch of areas. I also have dealt with traumatic brain injury, so I know a lot about caregiving.
Yep, and the struggles that come with it sometimes.
The struggles, yes.
The rewards.
Yes.
We can talk about that, too.
And the ideas that I had never thought of before that people have done, and it's like, wow, that is going to be really helpful.
Yep, that's right. So how did all this whole idea come about, Becky? Tell us a little bit about that.
In Madison, we want to get people out. And so the Mercantile offers coffee of any kind that you can think of. They have a wonderful baristas that make really good stuff. We offer at the coffee hour just plain coffee for free, treats. We love to have you come in, and we just start a discussion. I try to find someone each week to start the discussion that might be in an area that you might have questions, or that you've dealt with, or that you'd like to talk about, or that you think maybe other people could give you ideas. In October, we will be having Laura Thomas, who is the director of Aging Well for Prairie 5. She will be coming this coming Wednesday at 10 a.m. We have changed the time.
Okay.
For the majority of this year, we have been at 3 o'clock, and now we are going to be at 10 a.m., still on Wednesdays.
Okay.
At the Mercantile, just at 10 a.m.
All right. Is that every Wednesday?
Every single Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yes. We don't miss one.
And who is this meeting for? Caregivers?
The meeting is for caregivers, but you can also bring the person with that you care for.
Okay.
We had one session with Big Stone Therapies, and they talked about balance. And so, for instance, my mom brought my dad because he has issues with balance.
Yep.
So she brought him with so he could hear, too. So it wasn't like she was just telling him. He could hear what she was saying. And we welcome anyone to bring with the people that they're caring for. They're more than welcome to come with.
Okay.
So they don't have to leave them at home, or they can't find someone to stay with them. You're more than welcome to bring them with if they're able.
Okay. This is a laid-back atmosphere, right?
Totally casual, yeah. Yes.
Totally casual.
Yes. And if you show up a half an hour late, you're still welcome to come. The conversation goes on, and we don't have a time limit. And it's free. You don't have to sign up to come. It's totally free for all. If you see someone there that you haven't talked to forever and it has nothing to do with caregiving, come on over and have a seat. Okay. We don't mind.
All right. Let's back up a little bit here. Define caregiver, Becky. What is a caregiver?
A caregiver is anyone who takes care of someone who might need help. that might need support, that a caregiver to just build relationships with someone who you feel comfortable with, that you feel you can help, that and a caregiver, a three-year-old can be a caregiver to his one-year-old brother. Mm-hmm. And we're a little more aged than that. Right. But everyone has been a caregiver sometime in their life. And there's always questions. There's always concerns. There's always surprises. And sometimes with this coffee hour, we get into discussions and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm not the only one. Because you're not the only one.
Right. Yeah, a lot of things are similar when taking care of a loved one. I have that experience, too, with my mother-in-law as a caregiver back a few years ago, and I know what that's all about. So I might be showing up once every Wednesday here.
We would love that. We would love it. And we do share the joys, too, of caregiving. Yes. It's not just about the hardships. It's also of the little things. Yep. So that also is a huge part of staying sane.
Okay. So, Becky, this is open to the public, open to anyone, right?
Right. The grant is kind of focused towards 60 age and older, but in Madison, that's kind of limiting since our population is limiting. So we invite anyone. We have had daughters of fathers. We have had grandchildren of grandpas, because everyone is a part of caregiving. If you're part of a family, if you're part of an organization, we welcome CNAs from the nursing home to come. We invite any type of caregivers of any kind. And you don't have to consider yourself a caregiver to come. If you just want to know the information, you're welcome to come. If you just want to be a part of a community, you're welcome to come. Okay. We don't turn anyone away.
All right. So I'm just going to ask a question here. Why should someone listening join?
Well, we want you to connect with your fellow caregivers and understand the challenges and joys of caring, mm-hmm. and to share the experiences and learn from others.
Can you ask questions?
No question is denied.
No question.
We take them all. Yes. Okay. And we hope that you can even give some advice, if not accept the advice, and any guidance you can get as a caregiver is welcome.
I can imagine people sitting around in those comfortable couches or whatever, chairs at Madison Mercantile, sipping on a cup of coffee and just sharing. You don't have to share, do you? You can just sit and listen.
You can just listen, and you don't have to drink coffee either. I am a diet sundrop person, so
No coffee drinker?
You don't have to drink a coffee. Oh. So anyone is welcome, no matter what your beverage of choice.
Well, I live at the Madison Merc for coffee, so I go there quite a bit during the week.
Well,
so.
Then you're an alumni, then. You're welcome.
I am. I have my little card that they punch every time.
Great. I do. Can I go over the calendar quick?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so October 4th, we are having Laura Thomas, who is the director of Aging Well through Prairie 5, and she is a hoot. She lives and breathes caregiving, and she just loves what she does, and she is always full of information from, Senior Linkage Line she used to work for. She doesn't work for them anymore, but she knows all the ins and outs. She is all about caregiving. We also have Autumn Runglin coming from Big Stone Therapies on the 11th of October. The 18th is going to be a free-for-all. I'm going to have some information. If I come up with somebody that wants to come in and have a talk, call me. I will totally put you in place for it. If you think there's something that you could share with people or that you would like to have a discussion about, you can certainly come in and we can make it work. The 25th of October is Amber Boyens, and she comes in and talks about nutrition, and we always have a full conversation. She starts the talk with maybe a recipe or something, and from there it just blossoms into conversation, guaranteed.
Amber's amazing.
She is. And
she has her own show up here. It's called Taco Tuesday, you know.
Yes, and we love hearing all about we don't necessarily do what she says, but I love hearing about it. And I do want to mention that on Thursday, October 5th, from 10 to 3, there is a speaker in Marshall. Her name is Jolene Brackey. She is the author of Creating Moments of Joy, and she will be at the Living Word Lutheran Church in Marshall, and she's going to talk about the everyday battles with Alzheimer's, and she'll have wisdom and encouragement about that subject, and I'm going. I know that other people are going, and we could carpool if you want. For caregivers and community members, it's $10. And if you're a professional and you want some CEUs, they also will be giving two of those for $20. And it's from 10 to 3 on Thursday, October 5th. Also, I wanted to let you know, Paul, that I am in training to be a Dementia Friends champion.
Oh.
We had a Dementia Friends training at the Mercantile for one of our sessions. Oh. And so people came and we learned about Alzheimer's, the steps in Alzheimer's, the different types of Alzheimer's, all that kind of stuff. And so now I'm going to be in training. I am in training for a Dementia Friends Champion. And so I hope to go around the community free of charge, letting the different places that deal with people, which can be Odin & Zimbelman, it can be the Madison or Madison Healthcare Systems, it could be anywhere in Madison, any business, to let people know that here's what's going to happen. And if you notice this, it might be somebody with Alzheimer's in here or someone with dementia. Mm-hmm. And here's how you can recognize that. Here's how you could help them. Here's how you can handle this situation. So I will be doing that now in October, and I'll have more information out on that.
Oh, that's interesting. How's that going for you, the training?
Just beginning.
It's just starting.
yes. But I'm really excited about it because the Dementia Friends was so informational to just be a dementia friend. And so the training is going to be awesome because that'll be more in depth.
Okay. So you don't need to register to come to the Madison Merc. You're just going to show up.
You can just show up for a cup of coffee and see us sitting there and join us. And if you see somebody you don't want to talk to, you can also just leave and we won't know the difference.
All right. Yeah. It's a interesting topic, caregiving, I think. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yes.
I go by experience because I experienced this. I mean, caregiving for a loved one, it's time consuming. It's something different that is you have to work into your schedule because most people are working and stuff. And, you know, it's rewarding at times, though. You know, you want to care for a loved one, right? But it can be frustrating as well.
Yes. So.
That's what I experienced anyway.
In our community, we are a retiring community, and thank goodness we have young people coming back.
Yep.
But those young people are maybe the ones that are caring for their retired parents, and so it is a process, and it's part of family, it's part of community, and we really want to boost that in Madison and have that community and not just have to care for our mom or our dad, but we can care for our neighbor. We can help someone who is caring for their neighbor. We just want to help everyone, and we want to just make it okay to be a caregiver, and it's okay to admit you're a caregiver, even if you think it's just your job. It's not just your job. You have this impressive title called caregiver, and it means a lot to those people that are being cared for.
Right. All right. So I just want to encourage people to come on over to the Madison Mercantile here on Wednesdays, new time.
10 a.m.
10 a.m., not 10 p.m., 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m.
A.m. are you enjoying this, that what you're doing, Becky?
It's very rewarding, and it's so interesting, and I learn from every discussion, every coffee hour we have, I learn something new, and it's just kind of a community, and it's kind of a rule, what's said at the Mercantile stays at the Mercantile. Yep. We don't go off and share it at our next coffee hour, what so-and-so said. It's kind of a community that we want to build, and we also hope that you meet someone there that you can personally connect to, that maybe you talk to outside of the meeting, so you have someone that you can depend on firsthand.
Right. Yeah, you've been to a couple of the social media gatherings and we meet at the Mercantile at noon on the last Wednesday of the month, and that I learned so much just by listening to other people about their social media things. Well, this is now you can go to the community care coffee hour and just sit and listen if you want. You don't even have to say anything.
That's
just listen.
Right.
And so learn.
Right. And I have my phone numbers that you can call if you don't want to come to the meeting or if you want more details about the meeting. I can give you my phone number is 605-949-2171. Or you could call Chris, too, at the Madison Mercantile, Chris Shelsted. And her number at the Mercantile is 320-698-7121. Our numbers are the same, just mixed up. So, that's going to be confusing for everyone. But we are there to answer any questions or just give you information. You're welcome to call.
All right. So the first one's coming up in a couple days here.
October 4th.
And who's speaking?
Laura Thomas. She is with she is the director of Aging Well for Prairie 5.
Okay. So how that works is the speaker speaks for a few minutes?
She just starts the discussion. She's like,
I'm just
here to talk to you about this subject, and here's some details about the subject. What do you know about this? What is your connection with this subject? Do you have any questions about this? Do you have any experiences?
All right, real good. So come on down to the Madison Mercantile this Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Say hi to Becky and just take part in, what's it called again?
Community Cares Coffee Hour. Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Thanks for coming in, Becky.
All right, thank you.
Looking forward to, we'll do the show once a month.
Yes.
First Monday afternoon of the month here. So.
Yes.
All right, that's Becky Shellstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour.